And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She's with the New Mexico History Museum. She's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for being here. It's a great day.
It is a beautiful day. Do you like this time of year?
I do. I prefer spring and fall, but this is neat because now the garden's sort of coming into itself.
Yeah.
So I was out there this morning very, very early playing around in the garden.
Sunset walks at the dog park.
Yes.
That's what I have to say on the subject.
Okay.
So, lots to enjoy this weekend. So many things going on, like the Greek festival.
Yeah, 2 days, Saturday, tonight and tomorrow.
Today, I think from 4 to 9, and tomorrow almost all day at the Santa Fe Convention Center.
Yeah, what's your favorite thing to eat there?
Baklava. How about you?
I'm trying to avoid sugar right now, so I
don't
know.
It's not sugar, it's honey.
Yeah, same difference. I'd probably go for anything that has lamb in it.
Yeah. So, and tomorrow at 3... The wonderful Greek Orthodox priest to whom we spoke on the air a couple of days ago apparently is a fantastic dancer, and he's going to be teaching Greek dancing.
Oh, what fun!
Tomorrow in the late afternoon, like around 3.
That's all happening over at the Convention Center,
yep.
And it benefits St. Elias Church, mm-hmm. So it's a neat thing to go to, and annual event. Get your Greek on, as they say.
Yep.
Hey, tonight, come downtown. Both the New Mexico History Museum and the Museum of Art have fun stuff, and it's all free from 5 to 8 p.m. At the History Museum, we're opening a new small exhibit up on the second floor called Along the Pecos. And these are Jennifer Schlesinger's extreme close-ups of life along the Pecos River. And it's accompanied by a soundscape that was collected by Stephen M. Miller, the composer from the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, who sadly died this year. That's going to start at 5 p.m. Jennifer will be there. And then starting at 5:30 p.m., we're having some events with William DeBuise, who will be signing and talking about his new book, The Last Unicorn, A Search for One of Earth's Rarest Creatures. But we're also having a small reception to thank him for bringing his papers to the museum's Fray Angelico Chavez History Library, which is a great addition to their collections. And then across the street at the Museum of Art from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., Julie Brett Adams will be performing dance in the galleries itself, an interpretive dance sort of thing. And it's all free, so come downtown, find a parking spot, and have some fun.
Excellent. Something else that's happening tomorrow, the Human Rights Alliance and Santa Fe Film Festival are collaborating to celebrate Pride through film. And so, let's see. There will be an event at the Scottish Rite Temple tomorrow from 2 in the afternoon until 9 in the evening. So there's DJ music, drinks, silent auction, brandy hostesses. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
B-R-A-N-D-I.
I just did that dog cocktail thing.
I know. Then at 3:15, the film Matthew Shepard is a Friend of Mine, and then more music and drinks, silent auction, Pride film items for sale, and then 6:15 to 8 o'clock, Pride. And so that's all at the Scottish Rite Temple, and definitely go over there and check it out. Looks like a great way to spend the afternoon. If you're not at the Greek festival, you can do both.
You have to do everything this weekend because there's a lot to do. Friday,
yeah.
Saturday, Sunday over at the James A. Little Theater. It's Salome's Dance, Seduction and Sedition in Judea. This is a collaboration of the Ardent Shakespeare Festival and Teatro Paraguas. It's a new play. It's premiering here, and then it's going to go to London later this year. Here's how they pitch it. You think you know the story of the gory temptress Salome, but do you? A drama of seduction and sedition in first century Judea, Salome's Dance examines the cultural impact of imperialism and the struggle of a young woman to escape the cage of judgment and sexual aggression. If you go to ardenfest.org, you'll get more details about how to get your ticket.
Most excellent. Tonight at Opposite Bookstore, Ronnie Devine, author of Coetir and Telekinetic, Deanna Leah, author of The Home of Our Hearts, and Tammy Bohm, author of Bethany's Crossing, will be all at Opposite Bookstore at 5 in the evening. And then tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon, Joyce Traynor, No Handbook for the Homeless, and Robert Meyer with his new historical novel 1741. That's all at Opposite Books, which is in the San Busco Center on Montezuma Street here in Santa Fe.
More fun for book lovers on Saturday at the Museum of Art. They're having their library fundraiser, which is a book sale, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Books about art, architecture, photography in the Southwest, a special rare book section with first editions, signed and limited editions. I would suggest taking your little red wagon, because then you're going to walk a block over to the Santa Fe Public Library. They're having a book sale from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. by the Friends of the Santa Fe Public Library. Who doesn't need more books?
Me. That's who.
Okay, you just need more bookshelves.
that is actually true. If anybody has a 7-foot-high bookshelf they would like to donate to me,
skip Craigslist. Come straight to Mary Charlotte.
I'm not kidding. Okay, so Fantasy Fest is this Saturday. It's from 6 o'clock till midnight at DeVargas Park. It's a free celebration with all kinds of activities from, what would you call that, aerial silk acrobatics.
Oh, yeah.
There's music, there's dance, there's food, there's National Dance Institute, there's a lowrider car show, the Santa Fe Opera is there, Scarlet Cortex performs with their fusion of instrumental, progressive, jazz, and rock. I just had to say Scarlet Cortex. And and much, much more. And that's just that right downtown, DeVargas Park, and lots of fun and something you can sort of wander in and out of.
Big kudos to Creative Santa Fe. This is their third year pulling that off, and they're building it into a wonderful community event.
Definitely.
Hey, we know your kids are out of school, so we're going to sprinkle this with some kids' events. The Santa Fe Public Library is doing a Peace Pets Exotic Animal Rescue event at three different libraries. Today, they're at the Lafarge branch from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. You're going to meet rescued exotic animals and learn about the care they need. The main library, they'll be Saturday from 11 to 12, where you're going to be shopping for your books. And then from 2:30 to 3:30 on Saturday, they'll be at the Southside Branch Library. Great event to take your kids to and see some pets that, who knows, maybe you'll adopt a python.
Maybe you will adopt a python.
I was raised with a brother who became a professional snake breeder.
Excellent. Really?
Yes, really. The dumbfounded look on your face was worth it.
I know, that was dead air. Tonight, there is an event, which is the Maitreya Loving Kindness Tour, display of precious Buddhist relics at the Southwest Acupuncture College. There's an opening ceremony tonight at 6:30. Then there's a viewing and blessing tomorrow all day from 11 to 7, Sunday 11 to 5. And you can go in for your pet blessings between noon and 2 on Saturday and Sunday. Dogs must be on a leash and cats in a carrier to assure safety. Once again, the Southwest Acupuncture College this weekend.
While you're at the Santa Fe Farmers Market tomorrow stocking up, consider stepping into the New Mexico Mushrooms presentation that will be in the Railyard Park Community Room. Members of the New Mexico Mycological Society will be talking about local mushrooms and how to cultivate your own mushrooms at home. That's 10 a.m. to noon. It's a free event over at the Railyard Park Community Room. One of my favorite times ever hiking up off the under the ski lift area was running into a mushroom collector who had this big basket full of his bolillos and whatnot, and he was explaining the different types he had and which ones were safe to eat. It was a neat experience. It made me want to learn more, and here's an opportunity.
Who was just telling me that their dog was eating mushrooms off the ground, because after that rain, there was a lot of mushrooms. And there's a lot of poisonous mushrooms as well as safe mushrooms. So I don't know what I would do if my dog started eating mushrooms. You know, maybe they know by smell which ones are poisonous.
The dog was okay, I take it.
The dog was fine. And well fed with local desert mushrooms. Hey, it's time for the cat of the week.
Meow.
This week's featured cat is Nina, and she's still a bit shy, but given time and individual loving attention, she's expected to grow into a wonderful companion kitty. She's a beautiful girl with a short, mostly white coat and brown tabby markings on her forehead. And she's got some markings on her back and tail as well. She's just she's about 2 years old. And if you're interested in adopting Nina, please call 316-2281. You can also write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com or go to fandfnm.org. And I have to say, I was over at Prosperous Pets the other day, and one of the Felines and Friends kitties was there named Kalinda, and she's so sweet. And if I weren't allergic to them and didn't have cat-eating dogs, I would have adopted it right then and there.
I've had enough issues with mice and rats lately that getting a cat, that sounds like a smart idea. Here's another family event, Saturday and Sunday at Las Colindrinas. It's the annual Herb and Lavender Fair. Who doesn't love lavender? It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days. And besides doing lots of stuff with lavender, it will also be the usual Las Colindrinas experience. So people in period costume doing the cooking, weaving, blacksmithing demonstration. Neat thing to take kids to. If you want to go the other direction, on the other side of Las Vegas, it's Fort Union Days at the Fort Union National Monument. It's a free event Saturday, 8 to 10:30 p.m. They're going late because they're going to do these candlelight walks through the ruins, and if weather willing, they'll do an astronomical viewing of the stars. It's 8 to 4:30 on Sunday. And you'll be experiencing life in the 1870s. Great stuff to take kids to and get them hooked on history.
The Santa Fe Studio Tour is this weekend and next weekend. You can tour the exhibition Origami in the Garden for free. And I got this email from Box Studio. So Box Studio is on Highway 14 in Cerrillos. But there's lots of other pieces of the Santa Fe Studio Tour, and you can find out more at santafestudiotour.com.
On Sunday, up at the Museum of International Folk Art, for one thing, you can see the exhibit Red, the red that colored the world. I saw it this week and was amazed. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous exhibit, and you'll learn so much about cochineal and how we dye almost everything. But they're having a special lecture at 2 p.m. Diana Magaloni-Kerpel from the Los Angeles Museum of Contemporary Art, LACMA. I did it all wrong. She's going to be speaking on the Florentine Codex, which is on display in the exhibit. It's a European document that talks about Aztec culture. Kristen Villela has a great article about it today in Pasatiempo. So go get your pasa, get geared up for it, and plan on Sunday to be up on Museum Hill.
And this weekend, this is an Albuquerque event, the National Hispanic Cultural Center, but I just want to let people know that there is a Fiesta Caribe tomorrow from 1 to 6. Beach food, island drinks, ladies and gentlemen, Caribbean spice doll, all kinds of stuff, pan-Caribbean entertainment. And for more information, check out the National Hispanic Cultural Center. That's on 4th Street Southwest in Albuquerque.
I strongly suspect there will be dancing.
I'm just going to guess that.
Everyone know what Sunday is?
The 21st?
Father's Day.
Oh, right.
Here's some things you can do with Dad. The Santa Fe Children's Museum is doing a Father's Day mustache bash plus summer solstice from noon to 5 p.m. It's free admission for all dads and granddads. The activities include Lego car building, an egg drop challenge, build your own mustache, Father's Day questionnaires, a scavenger hunt, all kinds of fun. That's over at the Children's Museum. In Federal Park at 2 p.m., the all-volunteer Santa Fe Concert Band will be giving their annual concert, so take a picnic and a blanket and stretch out and enjoy the music. And if you want to do an early thing, on Saturday at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center from 2 to 4 p.m., they're having Fathers, a Community Poetry Reading. These are students from the Real Fathers Poetry Intensive at Capitol High School, as well as Santa Fe Area Poet, and that's been organized by John Davis, the wonderful Santa Fe Poet Laureate. Another free event for Dad, Saturday and Sunday, all over the place.
Most excellent. And what else is going on? Let's see. At Collected Works Bookstore tonight at 6 o'clock, Joel Nakamura, the event is called Go West, Fine Artist and Familiar Face for Santa Feans and Harry's Roadhouse Diners. Joel Nakamura will enchant you with his whimsical, wildly detailed, and enthusiastic encouragement to go west. It's for kids of all ages. And then on Sunday, Journey Santa Fe presents a poetry reading with local writer Mary McGinnis, and the moderator is Elizabeth Raby, and the host is Zuby Wilson from KSFR. That is on Sunday at 11 and then the afternoon at 3 o'clock. There's a poetry reading with Sonia Cravagna, and she graduated from with a degree in comp lit and literary theory from Slovenia, and she was a visiting scholar at the University of Colorado, and she's an award-winning translator of Slovenian poetry into English. So she will be reading some of the work of the poets that she has translated. She lives and teaches here in New Mexico.
Very nice.
Yeah.
More family fun on Saturday at 11 a.m. The Rodeo de Santa Fe Parade will be coming through downtown the Santa Fe Plaza area. So lots of horses. I thought it was cute on their notice. They said no dogs, but you can ride your horse. So 11 a.m., the Rodeo de Santa Fe Parade. And then if you come down and go around the corner on San Francisco Street, Mama's Minerals is having an arts and crafts fair. It's free. They're promising 150 one-of-a-kind arts and crafts booths, face painting food trucks, music by Cubatana Marimba Southwest and Waygogo. That's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 100 East San Francisco Street.
One more event at Collected Works Bookstore. Kristen Goodman is going to be reading from and presenting her novel called The Virgin. And it's about a doctor, a female doctor who's a 29-year-old virgin. And you can find out more at Collected Works Bookstore on Monday at 6 o'clock in the evening. And a wonderful bookstore and coffee shop. And once again, Verde Juice now has their juice for sale there. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, you can get your coffee or you can get your juice on.
That's within walking distance of where I work. I just had an idea. We're busy at the History Museum this weekend besides tonight's events with William Dubuis and the Along the Pecos exhibit. Saturday at 2 p.m. This is kind of interesting. The event's called Santa Fe in Motion. We've partnered with the Old Santa Fe Association, which went around gathering home movies from people's garages and closets, and we are digitizing them and finding wonderful little gems of life in northern New Mexico. So we'll be showing some of the excerpts Saturday at 2 p.m. That's a free event. Sunday at 2 p.m., Deb Slaney, a wonderful curator from the Albuquerque Museum of Art and History and author of a book about the Alvarado Hotel, is coming up to talk about the interior furnishings and the whole design and sort of the uberness of the Alvarado's furnishings.
Uberness.
You know, you look at the pictures of it and it's sort of like, oh, this needed an editor, but of its time, that was one of the things that really fed people's desire for Native American art, Spanish colonial art, and the like. That's a free lecture at 2 p.m. at the New Mexico History Museum.
There is a summer reading program sponsored by the City of Santa Fe, the City of Santa Fe Public Libraries. And this week, there is today at 2:30, it's called Peace Pets, Exotic Animal Rescue. Did you do that already?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. We're like anxiously looking through the schedule while the other one's talking.
Never mind, as we say.
Tonight at 5:30 p.m. over at the First Presbyterian Church, it's the TGIF free concert. And the ESSO, Eternal String Orchestra of Santa Fe, will perform works from Kalinnikov, Vivaldi, and Grieg. That's the First Presbyterian Church over at 208 Grant Avenue, 5:30 p.m.
Did you do the Arden Shakespeare Festival?
I did.
Okay. I thought you did. That's why I was asking.
Oh, okay.
All right. How about what's going on at Gig tonight? What's going on at Gig tonight? Tonight at 7:30, Kevin Burke, who is a fiddler, and he's been called... a lyrical player of emotional electricity. It's been said that he plays the fiddle so smoothly, with such buoyancy and with such relaxed showmanship, that even a large concert hall becomes intimate. And anyway, traditional fiddle music. So that's at 7:30 at Gig. And then tomorrow, that's another time. Never mind, that'll go later.
On Sunday, if you find yourself out El Dorado way, at the La Tienda exhibit space, they're having the fourth annual Motorado Classic Motorcycle Show, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a free chance to see antique motorcycles, which, let's face it, are cool. That's happening on Sunday out in El Dorado.
Okie dokies. And do one more.
I don't know. I couldn't find a listing for this, but the guards at the museum told me there's a car show happening on the plaza this weekend. So while you're down there for all the book sales and the great events that we're having, you may also get a chance to see some.
That might some be fantasy.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
They said it would be Saturday and possibly Sunday.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's a different thing.
It could be.
Who knows? But there is an event, which I have been asked to announce, that coming up this Sunday. It's called, it's the Worldwide Make Music Day with free music event at the Rail Yard on Sunday. Did you do that one?
No. I'm nodding because it sounds so cool.
From 2:30 in the afternoon till 10 in the evening, Eliza Gilkison, Swing Soleil, Joe West, and the Santa Fe Review, Stephanie Hatfield, Tony Gilkison, and many, many others, and it is for free.
Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah.
This is at CCA on Saturday. St. John's College Graduate Institute students, the auteurs, are presenting a treasure trove of classic films by some of the world's greatest directors. And Saturday at 11 a.m., they're presenting Buster Keaton's The General, a silent comedy that follows a train engineer desperate to help the Confederate Army win the Civil War. And the showing is co-presented by the Santa Fe Opera and is accompanied by the Buster Pop-Up Choir. So that's Saturday, 11 a.m. over at CCA.
And I think it's playing a number of times at the CCA.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's...
But with the Buster Pop-Up Choir?
Well, yeah, the Buster Pop-Up Choir. No, but the General is playing it other times. And when Jason Silverman was here on the air talking about it, he said that that Buster Keaton was one of the major inspirations for Jackie Chan.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
The physicality, it makes sense. And that sense of humor.
Yep.
Huh.
So there's an event on Monday, June 22nd at 6 o'clock at Tipton Hall at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design called Mad Women in Advertising.
Are there others?
In Advertising Creative. And it's about gender inequity in advertising and in the creative departments and why better representation of women would transform the industry. It's by the fellow in residence of the Women's International Studies Center, Jean Groh. So check that out.
Also on Monday, there's a Southwest Seminars lecture over at the Hotel Santa Fe. Sam Duway of the University of Oklahoma will be speaking at 6 p.m. on coalescent cosmologies and the making of the Pueblo world. If you want more information about that, go to southwestseminars.org, and they'll also have their full schedule of terrific lectures. They do a great job every year.
There is a lecture coming up on Thursday of next week, the 25th of June, sponsored by the Santa Fe Council on International Relations, and it's called The Iran Framework Agreement, A Breakthrough, A Good Gamble, or Folly? And it's at Congregation Beit Tikva on Old Pecos Trail. And for more information, you can contact the Santa Fe Council on International Relations.
Here's an opportunity to do a good work this weekend. Everyone's loving how the river looks right now. There is a river cleanup organized this Saturday from 9 to 11. If you meet at the Clausen Street footbridge, they will supply you with trash bags. Wear your gloves and help make the river even more beautiful than it already is with all that water in it. For information on registering, call 795-3286. Or just pick up some pieces of trash and throw them out for us.
That's always a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Not to mention picking up your dog droppings. Which some of us are better at than others. The mayor of Santa Fe, Javier Gonzalez, has proclaimed Tuesday, June 23rd, Great Race Day. It's an overnight stop in the Hemmings Motor News Great Race, and that's a premier old car rally. So, gosh, if you want to find out more about that, you can check out, just Google Great Race Day Santa Fe. That's all I can say, because it's time to go, ladies and gentlemen.
We have to go.
Kate Nelson is with the Santa Fe, the New Mexico History Museum, and she's with us here speaking of the arts. Thank you so much for being with us.
Always delighted to be here. Thank you.